this August, the Society of St. Vincent de Paul's regional offices, including our office in Raphoe, took on average 30 calls an hour from parents unable to meet the full costs of sending their children back to school. Parents and caregivers are doing their best to get their children prepared for the new school year. But with so much pressure on household budgets, meeting the full cost is impossible. Almost half of the requests came from one-parent families, reflecting the very high levels of poverty experienced among these families. The increase this year in the back-to-school clothing and footwear allowance and free school transport is helping families. These measures, though, are only temporary and are still a long way off meeting the needs of families struggling with school costs. Parents tell us that by the time the bills are paid, they have little or nothing left to buy food and are struggling to pay for school books and uniforms, as well as requested parent contributions. Many parents tell us that they feel they are failing their children by not being able to cover the increasing costs at back-to-school time. This has a huge impact on parents' mental health and well-being. Some of the stories our SVP members are hearing when calls are made seeking help include parents being asked for €150 on the first day and being told everyone has to pay, and that's after paying for books, uniforms, tracksuits and stationery. Many explain the guilt and pressure of feeling like they weren't doing their best for their children. Some examples of what we've heard: the back-to-school allowance didn't even cover the cost of his books this year. I still have copies, shoes, school bags and uniforms left to buy, and that's without doing the shopping and covering all of our bills. Another person said, I haven't been given enough work hours at work this month, and so I am not going to be able to pay the bills and cover all the back-to-school expenses. I'm not entitled to the back-to-school allowance. We are struggling financially and still waiting to hear if we are entitled to the back-to-school allowance. The back-to-school allowance only covered the cost of my child's tracksuit. He's grown and needs new shoes and runners, as well as a full school uniform. All of my partner's wages go on rent and we are now using our family savings to keep on top of energy and food bills. I feel like such a failure, but trying to cover all the back-to-school costs has really made things difficult. And lastly, someone said, I can cover the bills and, of course, wanting to feed the kids, but it leaves me with nothing to cover their school costs. I'm really anxious. I'm losing sleep. We in St. Vincent de Paul can, obviously we can reply to every request we get in time, but we are a voluntary organisation, and one thing we would request is help from people. We would love to get some more volunteers, because I know if we have more volunteers, we can cover the county better, because Donegal is a big county and we have a lot of conferences around the county and have a lot of demand at the moment. We know from our work in communities that education funding falls short of what is needed to make sure full participation of all children reduce costs to families at back to school time. St. Vincent de Paul have made pre-budget submissions in a number of ways that the government should address school costs and provide genuinely free primary and secondary education to all students. An example would be, we want to see an end to the practice of voluntary contribution. We are asking for the capitation grant to be restored to 2010 levels. This would be at a cost of about $28 million. This should be a first step to ending the practice of voluntary contributions through an adequate funding system. Some other things would be expanding free school books to all students in primary and secondary education, increasing support for children experiencing educational disadvantage, also ensuring that children with additional needs can access the supports they need by increasing support.